Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he stated that if a person recites a single Durood Sharif out of love and devotion for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward? Allah azza wa jalla will reward you with 10 virtues. Allah azza wa jalla will bless him 10 times thereof. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our series. And the series is the good conduct of a Muslim. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will carry on with our discourse. And today we look at the challenges that we face in this world in terms of how do we go about to try and maintain that good conduct as Muslims, as it is a requirement for us that we should have good conduct, we should have good behavior. And inshallah, we'll look at the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We look at some examples with regards to what transpired in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Sahaba, how themselves would behave, and how they would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come and find out what are the ways in which they can have good conduct and look up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to refine their character. Before we do so, let us all make good intentions. As our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. You find that sometimes an action can be regarded as trivial, it can be regarded as a small act or small deed, but in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, if the intention is correct, if the intention is good, then the reward and the merit of this particular act is high in status in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And sometimes an action, a deed, can be regarded as noble externally, but inwardly there is no good intentions, one did not make good intentions, then you find that the result is that this particular deed or action has no merit in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, as we embark now on our discourse with regard to the good conduct of a Muslim, I want you as viewers at home, try and make good intentions. What intention should you make? Have this mindset that inshallah, I'm going to listen to this discourse from the beginning of the program till to the end of the program. And I desire, inshallah, I make good intention that I'll try my level best to whatever I learn, which is very important for me to change myself, to change my character, to change my behavior, my good conduct as a Muslim. I will try to practice upon it, and I will try my level best to pass on and share with others the knowledge that I gain. I too, alhamdulillah, inshallah, I make also good intentions that I will try to practice upon what I'm discussing today. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for all of us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the nature of men to argue constantly. Allah Azza wa Jal sent down to us the most beloved, the Habibullah, the Khatamul Anbiya, the Khatamul Mursaleen, the last of all messengers, the last of all prophets, the most beloved in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah, He favored us. Allah Azza wa Jal bestow a huge favor upon insan when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily Allah Azza wa Jalla showered His favors, or Allah showered His favor upon the believers. So we are very, very fortunate on that aspect. And if you look at ourselves, how fortunate, how lucky we are that Allah Azza wa Jal has made us the ummati of His beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, you know, perhaps there isn't any beautiful description or more comprehensive description of Islam given in the court of a non-Muslim other than the one our beloved Sayyiduna Hadrat Sayyiduna Ja'far radiallahu anhu did. One of the most comprehensive yet voluminous description of Islam when he was summoned in the court of the Najas, when they had made the first migration, the first hijrah to Abyssinia. So the kuffar of Makkah, they gathered a group of people to pursue, to try and return back this galaxy of Sahaba that had settled in Abyssinia for the reason that they wanted to get them back so that these Muslims should not have the freedom to carry on practicing Islam, even if they're far away lands. So Sayyiduna Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala was brought in the court of the Negus, who was the king or the ruler of Abyssinia. Now we look at ourselves today. Today, often in this environment of hostility, we are given a platform to speak about the beauty of Islam, to give an account of what Islam truly represents, to give a picture of what is the beauty of Islam, or to describe who our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's beautiful conduct was, or what is the essence of why Allah Azza wa Jalla sent our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet we lack adequate Islamic knowledge to truly represent Islam. And instead of presenting the true good nature of Islam, the beauty of Islam, we harm the cause of deen, thereby causing problem for our deen and causing misunderstanding for the deen of Islam. Now, Sayyiduna Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was given this platform, he said, listen, king, before you make hasty decision in our matter, and before you are convinced that we are evil people, why don't you hear me out what I have to say? Ayyuha al-Malik, inna qawman jahiliya. That what is the beauty of and the beauty and the nature of Islam? That we were a nation. What type of a nation? We were a nation in ignorance, in total ignorance. Nabta'u al-arham, we used to sever the ties. Nusibu al-jiwar, every vice that perhaps you could think of was common among us. We used to sever ties, we used to bury our daughters alive, we used to consume wine, we lived in sin, vice, and deviation, until Allah Azza wa Jalla sent a Nabi of His Habib, His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among us. نَعْرِفُ نَصَبَهُ صِدِقَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ. We looked at the integrity of this best of creation, the cream of creation, the best of all that Allah had created, the best insan. We looked at his chastity, the morality of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we accepted iman on him, and upon this our nation has opposed us. نَعَرِفُ نَصَبَهُ صِدِقَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ. We looked at the integrity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We saw the beautiful conduct of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We saw the beautiful character of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We saw his chastity. We saw the morality of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And upon this, we gave our hand and accepted and brought iman on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in Allah azza wa jal. For this reason, our people are persecuting us. For this reason, our people opposed us. Now let us pause for a moment. You and I have heard the incident of Mi'raj repeatedly. I want to share with you one hadith today, relevant to the occasion, relevant to the topic we're discussing right now, that a good conduct of a Muslim. What was the worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Bu'ithtu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent to complete and perfect the true characteristic of insan, to beautify the character of insan, to complete that missing part of insan that makes him to be the true Khalifatullah, that makes him to be the true representative of Allah. Now we have heard the incident of Mi'raj repeatedly. And obviously, as an example relevant to this discourse we're having, the good conduct of Muslim, the hadith appears in Al-Kaba'ir, and Imam Dhahabi alayhi rahmatur rahman makes mention of this riwayat. Obviously, he made a collection of hadith referring to Al-Kaba'ir, referring to major sins. And he says, a hadith that Hazrat Aliyul Murtada, Sayyiduna Aliyul Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, دخلت أنا وفاطمة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فوجدناه يبقي بقاء شديدا. He says that one day me and my respected wife سيدتنا فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها, who's saying this, سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى عنه, and he said, me and my wife سيدتنا فاطمة الزهرة رضي الله تعالى عنها, we decided to pay a visit to our Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon reaching the house, we began to hear the crying, bitterly crying of the beloved Nabi, the beloved of Allah, the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal. And upon this I said, Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasul Allah, manilladhi abaqaq. Sayyidina Ali says, I said, Ya Rasulallah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. What makes you to cry in this manner? The hadith comes when Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he had the fikr of this ummah, when he had the worry about this ummah, constant fikr was taking place, constant fikr that worried Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how each and every one of this ummah should go to Jannah. How each and every one person of this ummah should go to Jannah and be saved from the azab, from the punishment of Jahannam, from the wrath and anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to cry, the sound that would emit from his Mubarak chest was like that of a boiling pot. In the gathering of the Sahaba, the one that could not cry was the old one. Those that could not cry felt they were deprived. Today, we cannot cry and we don't feel ashamed or deprived even after committing sins. And we don't feel we're losing anything if we don't cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the gathering of Sahaba, the one that could not cry was the old one. In the gathering of the Sahaba, in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that could not shed a tear, the person that could not cry, was the one that was the odd one. And in our gathering today, the one that cries in the gathering is the odd one. It comes out in one narration that when the people of Jahannam will come, those that disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, when they will be brought forward to Jahannam, may Allah Azza wa Jalla save us, hatta idha waqafu bihim ala shafiri Jahannam, when they will be brought at the edge of Jahannam, then Malik, who is in charge of the gates of Jahannam, they'll tell Malik, permit us, give us a chance, we wanna cry our hearts out. We wanna regret one bit. So he will say, carry on, cry. Malik, the gatekeeper of Jahannam, Allah save us from the azab of Jahannam. He says, Malik at this juncture will make a remark and say, Ma ahsana hadha al-buqa لَوْ كَانَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, that how brilliant these tears are only if you had shed them in the dunya, if these tears you had shed them in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in this world, begging Allah, crying to Allah, asking Allah for forgiveness, asking Allah to pardon you, making tawbah to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, asking Allah to change your life, asking Allah to transform your life, asking Allah to change your conduct so that you can have good conduct. How brilliant these tears are only if you had shed them in the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and may Allah Azza wa Jal with his fadl and the karam of Allah Azza wa Jalla favor us all with this precious moment. At times Allah Azza wa Jalla grants it. It is such a moment of closeness with Allah Azza wa Jal. رجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عينا, رجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عينا. There is a person who fears the fire of Jahannam, who fears Allah Azza wa Jalla so much. There is a person who the fire of Jahannam, it has been made haram. The fire of Jahannam has been made haram for him. One who sits in solitude, one who sits in loneliness, perhaps in his house, perhaps in his shop, perhaps in his office, perhaps in his car, and he goes down memory lane, and he goes down memory lane, the evils of his past starts to haunt him. The evils of all the bad and the wrongdoings that he has done in his heart, he has done in his past, start bothering him and start giving him nightmares, evil flashes. He begins to cry to Allah. He begins to shed tears to Allah. Ya Allah, I have this evil into my account. Oh Allah, I have this bad conduct. I have this bad character. I have this bad behavior. He cries, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, perhaps it is this ghibat. Perhaps it is haram. He goes down memory lane, starts crying. He starts reviving his past and he starts crying, Ya Allah, I have done this wrong. Allah, in the dead of night, I have all this. And when he cries, Allah Azza wa Jalla listens and Allah Azza wa Jalla loves this action. And because a person reflects upon his wrongs and the fire of Jahannam is made haram for that body. رجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه. So in as far as shaping our good, beautiful, good conduct of a Muslim is concerned, we have to change ourselves, cry to Allah, beg Allah to change ourselves. The message is change ourselves from our weakness. Look at the weakness that we have, ponder about the weakness, and cry to Allah that Allah changes us. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla enable you and me at home, that Allah Azza wa Jalla make us to change our character, make us to change our behavior, and beautify our character with the beautiful sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.